Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere and even earn money. We like that. All in one place for totally free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters. And here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your cellular telephone or your computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else, those other places that podcasts are heard.
Video podcasts are also available on Spotify. And when you want to take conversations with your fans to the next level, Q&As and polls are the best way to get them talking. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free. Zero catch. We've been using it ever since we started How Long Gone. And ever since I discovered Spotify for Podcasters, I feel like having the option of turning off the Q&As and the polls on the user dashboard has really helped boost my creativity and take it to another level. I highly recommend giving it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Good afternoon. Today is Monday. You're listening to How Long Gone. It's me, Jason, aka Jim Jeans, Chris Black. We're recording live, raw and uncut from Glendale, North Glendale, San
Bro, it feels good to be back in the suburbs, baby. I'm telling you what, it's like a warm hug. I thought my mom was going to answer the door when I pulled up today. Yeah.
I was about to greet you with my snickerdoodle casserole when you appeared.
You like casseroles, right, sweetie? But no, it was
Jason's just in here watching the golf.
No, the game's on in the other room if you want to go in there. Yeah, bro, it feels good to be back. We're settling back into LA existence, even though it's going to be over very soon. And, you know, I'm feeling good. I don't know about... How's the bod?
I was sick all week, got the Rona, but...
Yeah. Jason finally got the COVID-19 virus.
I've been taking my moon juice superpower dietary supplement.
Oh, that's no problem.
I'm getting 3,000% of my vitamin C.
The only thing is that I've noticed since you started taking that, you feel better, but you unfortunately think the earth is flat. So it's kind of confusing.
No. You think the moon is flat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, that's fine.
I'm a flat mooner.
Oh, okay. That's a new, I haven't really heard much about that, so I'm not going to dispel it as stupidity.
Shout out to Moon Juice. Keep sending me shit, please.
Wait, you get free Moon Juice?
Yeah, no.
How come I don't get any?
I have insider info.
I don't want those chalky ass smoothies. No way.
There's different chicks on Instagram that DM me if I need certain things. You know what I'm saying? I need a bad hat. Got it.
Got him. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sure you're laced with bad hats. It's no problem. It ain't no problem.
You got a tie-dye sock startup company?
Yeah, please. Hit me.
Got him.
Hit me with the size 17 3-pack, please.
You got clothes that I'm just going to immediately throw in the trash can, not even put it in the bag? Got him. Sometimes it'll just be, I'll open the box halfway and then just take a peek and go, nah, it ain't worth it.
That ain't my colors.
And then I report the package stolen. So when they get the message, I guess TJ didn't even get it.
You know, somebody told me once that you could go to the strip club with your Amex, take out like a crazy cash advance, and then just be like, oh, my shit got stolen. Like,
I've tried that before.
I spent 40 last night at Spearmint Rhino. I don't know what you mean.
I tried that before. I ran it up, and it didn't end up working out.
Yeah, but run it up for TJ in an era where TJ would try that. It was like, what, $100, $200?
It was a light 800.
You know 800? What club?
No, it was something similar to that. I was in Vegas, and somebody had fraudulently deposited...
Oh, I like this.
A large check into my account. Not a large check.
Like, you're saying Stevie Aoki overpaid you for something?
No. This is, I was like 20 years old.
Like an accident. Like, they put the wrong digits on the deposit?
I think it was a scammer move where you deposit a fake check into someone's account and then try to withdraw that.
Oh,
so it had gone through.
Okay.
So somebody at some point deposited, I don't know, what is like, $3,000, $5,000 check into my account. And At that very moment, I was on cocaine in Las Vegas at a strip club, desperately trying to buy more cocaine. And I was at the ATM.
Been there, brother.
I was at the ATM. I was drunk as fuck. This is when I impersonated the Strokes.
Oh, of course. Yes, yes. Another, a classic TJ tale. TJ in Vegas, twisted history that we love to hear about every time. Doesn't get old.
Every time I see the Stratosphere Tower over the horizon line, I get a shiver through my body.
I understand.
Because I know it's time. It's demon mode time. I get into demon Joker mode. I'm not talking about U.S. Open either.
No, fuck him.
So I went to the ATM and my coke brain was like, oh, I got racks. And I just started taking out money. And then when I got back home to Orange County, the bank called me and they're like, hey, somebody deposited all this money and you withdrew this money. Like, you need to like pay that money back.
And I kind of feel like that's not how it works now. I kind of feel like the bank is responsible. Like, if anything like that happens to you,
I ended up having to file a claim and like do all this paperwork and all this stuff. And I think because it was at a strip club in Vegas, I was like, you know, clearly this is some shady shit going on.
Yeah, I would never do that.
I was white and in Orange County, so everything ended up working out.
Man, that's
like
great.
So many things in life, you know, in Orange County, if you're white.
It just works out.
It ends up working out.
That's why those waves are so big for me. I always wondered why.
I'm aware of the privilege.
Yeah, we know. Fuck, man. I need to go to Vegas. I don't know why I have the itch.
I hate it so
much. I know I'm going to hate it, but I still want to go.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing as going to like, you know, like a fast food restaurant or something like that. Like, you know that is the second you finish eating that last French fry from Carl's Jr. or whatever it is,
yeah,
you're just like, fuck.
Should we call High Road Touring and get them to add a Vegas date? I think Penn and Teller are available as like the musical guest.
Could you imagine? I mean, that would have to be because nobody in, I guess, no, I mean, obviously we have listeners in Las Vegas. I've listened to.
Do we?
No, I've had a couple people reach out to me.
You know, Brandon Flowers moved, so he's listening from Utah. But I guess Morrissey is there for his residency, so maybe he's listening.
His week-long residency. Yeah. I'm sure it's obviously a real big city, but most of the people are there for tourism and stuff like that. It doesn't seem like a place where people are going to go just to see a live podcast, but I could be wrong.
Well, what we're doing...
It could be fun to like organize a thing. Like, we'll just buy out, you know, five rooms at Wynn, and then we'll do a lot. Because we were talking about doing the live brunch podcast at Encore Day Club, right?
Yes, we were. I didn't realize how serious that was until right this second, but it sounds like TJ has been brewing on that.
It seems like a fun thing to do, to just wake up. It's 11:30 a.m. You're on room.
Yeah, wake up 11. I've been up for 5.5 hours at that point.
You're on the 27th floor. Ding! You go down. You got your sunglasses on. Wipe the sleep out your eye. You've got your essentials, bottoms and tops on.
Oh, you know I'm rocking. I got the essential. Yeah, I'm rocking essentials right now. It's crazy you say that.
I'm wearing my Crocs Hidden Valley Ranch Saweetie collabs on the feet. Tie-dye socks underneath it.
No question.
And I come down and you just hear two guys by the pool talking.
I think we should have low-level techno playing throughout the entire...
Low-level, minimal techno.
Minimal. Like, you can hear it if you really lean in, but most of it is just us talking.
And then, yeah, the people are walking, you know, taking their dog out to go take a shit on the AstroTurf by the pool. I'm like, did anybody see the Met Gala?
I think the last live podcast in Vegas was maybe Rush Limbaugh, and I think he sold out. I think he was able to sell out a couple dates, which is, I mean, you know, it's not a great comp for us, but it's not...
When I was there in Vegas last time, Desus and Miro were also there.
Oh, really?
So, but I think their, I mean, I don't know if their show, like, what do you think their show consists of? It's not a live podcast. It's probably just them two.
It's probably more like the TV show, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or maybe it is just, maybe it's like fully like a thing.
I have a feeling it's just them two improvising for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Because they can do that.
They can, for sure. Yeah. I would go see that, no question. I'm actually going to a live podcast on Tuesday.
What the?
Sexy Unique Podcast live with friend of the show, Andrews.
Oh.
We caught up yesterday at me, him, and Bono and Alex were at Erewhon yesterday. Bro.
Was that actually Bono there?
Yeah. Bro, Bono looks... And I've seen Bono before. This isn't the first time I've seen...
I thought that was like a Hollywood Boulevard Bono this impersonator.
It's just... Those old rocker guys, like, look in... Like, wearing all the gear, look absolutely insane in real life.
At, like, noon on at a like Saturday noon, afternoon.
Literally noon at Erewhon, waiting in line in the tonic bar with, like, a single security guard who is drinking a Guru energy drink. He looks so... Like, it's so noticeable. He's clearly such, like, who is this? This is somebody. Mm-hmm. And then it's also, then it goes straight to, like, where do you buy these clothes? Mm-hmm. Like, where do you find these rags? Because I know they're fucking expensive. Mm-hmm. It's all designer. But mm-hmm. it's like, I wouldn't even know where to begin to find what Bono was wearing at Erewhon.
Right. And he's, you know, he's old and he has a security guard. But it's, in his mind, he's like, all right, it's Saturday afternoon. I just knocked out a hike at Runyon in my John Varvatos leather jacket and like dyed pink Versace sunglasses with real diamonds on them. No yeah, Swarovskis. Yeah.
What's next?
Now I'm going to bop in for it. And you're just sitting on the street.
You know, Bono's got the VVS in the sunglasses. No Absolutely. Question. He's got papers.
But for people like that, like even, you know, you look at like we would watch the Ozzy yeah. Osbourne show and like Ozzy would be at home and he'd just be wearing sweats and shit chilling. But with Bono, I don't get the feeling like he owns sweats.
No. I kind of
he just only wears leather pants.
I respect it on a level where it's like you're a legend. Like you have earned this right. And you have it would also think about seeing him in sweatpants.
You walk it like you talk it.
Yeah, exactly. It's pulling up to Erewhon and seeing Bono and Yeezys and some and some Essentials sweatpants would be more jarring, I think, than seeing him in leather pants when it's you know Saturday afternoon. It's 100 degrees. It was a wild sighting though.
No, I guess it would be if he was wearing the Merrell Aqua Crocs,
bro.
At Erewhon, I would be floored.
That would be pretty funny. I mean. That's really funny, but it was a good sighting. I hadn't seen.
Yeah, seeing Bono at Erewhon is about as loco as it gets.
I haven't seen a celebrity since I got back to LA, but you know, besides you, of course. So it was kind of good to.
Yeah, it's different because I'm an audio based celebrity.
That's true, but you're still recognizable thanks to your abnormal height.
Mm-hmm.
Could be worse.
I know. I've been here all week and I've been sick, so I haven't done shit at all. I've just been at home resting, recuperating. So I haven't been able to like. Go out and dap up my squad or
you mean
my familia.
Like the security guard at Whole Foods in Glendale.
I did dap him up yesterday. He was eyeballing me at the fucking checkout.
Like you were put a little Gouda in your pocket?
I had to scan every item that I bought.
Oh, fuck that. Bullshit. If you go to Whole Foods and scan every item you got, you're the ops.
I didn't do that, obviously, but I felt the eyes on the back of my head.
We ain't paying for Quinn's anymore.
He had
until Quinn's put some respect on how long gone, we ain't paying for those.
Every security guard at the Whole Foods in Burbank has the Edgar haircut. Are you familiar with the Edgar haircut?
Ben Edgar, we have the same haircut, so that's kind of weird to say.
No.
Oh, a different haircut.
Your Edgar haircut is the balding white guy haircut. I'm talking about if you're familiar with the Foos Gone Wild Instagram account.
One of your favorites.
There's as a member of the Latinx community, of course, I have to identify with them. But
what?
There's a haircut called the Edgar, which is kind of like a very dramatic Caesar.
Oh, yes, with a hard line on the front.
Super
but
hard
like a
line.
Little further down the dome piece.
A little further down, and the bangs kind of come out a little bit more. It's a more pronounced Caesar. And it's,
why is
and
it
it's,
called? Is Edgar just Mexican Caesar?
I suppose, even though the Caesar salad is literally invented in Mexico. I don't know why it's... I think it's simply called an Edgar because... Everyone who is like Mexican has like a cousin who has that haircut.
I see.
And their name is just always Edgar for some reason. That's what I'd like to think it means.
That's reasonable. The Caesar is making rounds and you sent some selfies of your Caesar, which looked horrendous. And friend of the show, Yimothy Yayo, got a Caesar. And I what's going on with you guys?
Caesar season?
Caesar season needs to be canceled.
Caesar season.
It doesn't look good.
It's subjective.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It doesn't look good.
Many people think it looks good.
On black guys, yeah, it's cool.
Look, here's the thing with white Caesars.
You got no waves.
No, that doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. You idiot.
Come on, Chris.
So explain to me how you think that looks good.
It has a look, I don't know, like for some reason, maybe it's because we gay bait, because this, to me, a white man with the Caesar has like,
if Tom of Finland.
If you don't have a hip hop urban aesthetic to you, or like a methy aesthetic to you,
you have both of those aesthetics. That's your aesthetic.
No, I don't. People will just look at me. I'm wearing
you're wearing
shorts and
you're
a
wearing
flannel.
Nietzsche jeans. You're wearing black Air Force Ones. You're missing two teeth that I can see from here. You tell me.
I'm wearing Birkenstocks, but they are True Religion Birkenstocks. So I guess that could lean. But
yeah, like, heads ain't got these.
People know that you'll see me walking down in the Americana, and they won't think that I'm a hip hop god just by looking at
me. But they know that you've got De La Soul bumping in the AirPod Pros.
They would have no idea, based on my physical appearance,
that you can beat juggle like A-Track.
That my crates weigh a ton. They don't know that I represent all five elements of hip-hop, except breakdancing.
I want to be very clear. I will never carry your crates, just to be at 100% off top.
That's fine.
I've got a few bones to pick, though.
But I'm saying the only way you can pull the Caesar off, just to tie this up with a bow, is you have to be gay.
Hey there, overwhelmed foodies. Are you drowning in a sea of meal kit options, feeling like you're in a bad dating game where every contestant looks the same? Fear not, because amidst the chaos, there's one shining star worth your culinary affection. Home Chef is not just another fish in the meal kit sea. They're the gourmet catch that you've been dreaming of. Say goodbye to swiping left on lackluster meals and swipe right for the one brand that will make your taste buds swoon.
Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef design recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, I like to chop myself, or quick microwave meals that are assembled in minutes, Home Chef has you and your entire family covered for delicious meals, 30 options per week, and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time. I'm keto now. Not only is it convenient, but it is also economical. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. Mamma mia.
For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners, our listeners, 18 free meals plus free shipping on your first box and free dessert for life at homechef.com/howlong. That's homechef.com/howlong for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. homechef.com/howlong. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert. How Long Gone is brought to you by Nutrafol. As you know, hair thinning is quite complicated. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health. And internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and most importantly, grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair.
Go ahead, give it a tug. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth suppy, with over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with considerably less shedding. Thank God. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time. Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code How Long, all one word. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists and professional stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol. I got Raf on the nut.com promo code How Long. That's Nutrafol.com promo code How Long.
How Long Gone is brought to you by our dear friends at BetterHelp, Jason.
BetterHelp. You know, summer travel season is coming up. Luckily, my BetterHelp therapist also fancies themselves a bit of a travel agent. So for maybe the first half of our sweet sessions, we're spent off clock going through, you know, hotels, ferries, car rentals, restaurant recommendations. It's as if I have two wives. I have two wives inside of me, and
sure.
Yeah, so it is a fun way to find and connect different therapists. You get one that you really like. You guys are gossiping. You guys are chit-chatting. You guys are talking about your personal interests. Next thing you know, it's time to actually do the work. So it feels good building those mental health relationships with people you actually like. And on BetterHelp, there are so many different therapists to choose from.
I don't like anyone. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/howlong today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/howlong.
Nice.
Agreed. No, agreed. Well, no, a hot gay guy with a Caesar just looks good. Mm-hmm. My friends with a Caesar,
So sometimes I will Caesar, I will act like it's an accidental Caesar whenever it's raining out and my hair gets wet.
Is that like when you order one in Canada and it's $20 and you're like, oh, I don't want this anymore?
No, I just want to plain the bats.
That's a little high, eh? I'm a little surprised at the price. I mean, I know this is a nice place, but I don't know. In Etobicoke, it's a little cheaper, eh? It's a little bit cheaper.
I hate to look a gift horse in the mouth. I know you went to so much trouble to make this Caesar, but I think I'd just like a plain water.
Thank you for adding the bacon. It's really nice, but I just can't, eh? It's just too much.
I didn't know you were going to put a whole raspberry crepe in there.
You guys took it a little far. And the price, you know, when you think about it, the price is justified, but I just, like, again, like, we just don't do that where I come from. It's too much.
So sometimes it'll be raining like it does in our friends to the north in Canada.
Yeah.
Hair gets all wet. You could either slick it back,
uh-huh,
Joker mode, uh-huh, or
oops, push it forward.
Whoops. My hair just went forward.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, the rain's kind of heavy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. It all happened so fast. And then boom, Caesar mode activated.
Engage.
Caesar mode engaged. Sometimes if I'm at Rhonda, which is a gay nightclub, gay leaning.
Bitch, when is the last time you've been at Rhonda?
Been a while.
3 years minimum.
Pansexual leaning nightclub. No, I've been there. Maybe we're not counting COVID. Anyway, I'll be in the gay club feeling myself because I get more attention from fellas than from ladies.
A problem we all suffer from.
And sometimes, oops, there goes my hair up over my
oops, there goes my hair down my forehead. Oh my.
I'll get too many casadores and sodas in me. And then, you know, the shirt, but I have a French tuck all of a sudden.
No, of course. We already know you're tying your shirt, you know, at the waist like Brad Pitt in GQ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the tequila, you got the pinky out.
I start understanding what it's like to be a piece of meat on the market, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand. And I know that you kind of suffer from low self-esteem, so if you don't get catcalled every day,
that's right,
it's tough for you. And I think that the male gaze is better for that than maybe the female gaze.
Sometimes we need to just have our little ass hanging out the back of our of our jeans or my shorts or whatever.
Your Levi's cutoffs.
Yeah, and if somebody looks at me like a piece of meat, it feels good every once in a while.
I understand.
Chicks don't do that to me.
No, they don't do it to any of us. Trust me, it's fine.
No, they do it to some of us, just not us in the room.
I know, it's weird because like a guy like Channing Tatum who stole my look, they drool over his ass.
Did we go over this on the podcast?
You think he looks like Magic Mike now? He don't.
So what does that make you? You guys got the same haircut, same exact face, but the body is the difference.
Saying we haven't seen his body in a while, but I think people remember him as Magic Mike. But we all know that you can't maintain that. Like, that's like a full-time job.
Sure. But I'm just saying, even stock without doing
work. Oh, stock, it's better. Oh, he's got better stock than me.
I'm just saying he's got more.
The thing that sets me apart is I would never ride a BMX.
That's true.
That's something in my favor.
BMX is reserved only for high-level stick men.
I'm unfortunately not rich, not famous. So he does have those going for him. He is a bad actor.
Yeah.
So I have that going for me because I don't act. So that's better. I guess it's better.
But he is a badass dancer.
And I feel like he would be a cool cat to, you know, hit Barney's Beanery with for a couple beers. You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think he's got to be a dud. And I don't know. And that makes me worry about Zoe Kravitz.
I think Zoe Kravitz is just post-divorce, like, I want a himbo to
yeah.
prance around with.
I've held her up on a too high of a pedestal, perhaps.
No, look, chicks want a hottie too, bro. It's not just us.
I know, but I don't want a hottie if I need something up inside the dome piece, you know? I need to have an intellectual match.
I know. That's why it's difficult for me to do this podcast with you. It's unfortunately, I'm constantly punching down intellectually, but it seems to resonate with the listeners.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, speaking of stuff that I haven't done, there was an article that I listened to.
Because you can't read.
From the New York Times about water.
Oh, about the sparkling water?
No.
Oh, there's another one?
There's another one about, are we drinking too much water? Do we really need to be hydrating this much? And it's
Are they running out of shit to talk about?
It's sort of a takedown of Gallon Boys.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Well, I mean, I don't. It just makes me feel good to be hydrated. I don't really know. I don't need any more research.
I agree with that.
Like,
you're not drinking enough water.
Like, I work out because it makes me feel good. I don't need research to know that I feel good from something.
Mm-hmm. I look at Instagram because it feels good, all right?
Dead ass. Yeah, when I see all those influencers in Greece, that makes me feel good. Some of you pussies, that like makes you feel inadequate.
I save items to my watch list on The Real Real because it feels good.
I find, though, there was another, because there's two articles then this week in the New York Times about water. One, a Gallon Boys takedown, and another one, basically a sparkling water takedown.
Really?
Like, it's not that good for you. There's no fluoride in it, blah, 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 blah.
Fluoride? Oh, no.
So it's basically, if you drink a lot of sparkling water, you should brush your teeth with fluoride-heavy toothpaste because you're not getting it from tap water. I'm like, first of all,
who's drinking tap water?
If you're paying $20 a month to subscribe to the New York Times Digital, you can't. You're definitely drinking bottled water. But speaking of gallons, I'm having an issue with the Whole Foods West Hollywood. They don't. I think they've discontinued the classic gallon. Have you seen this?
I was at Whole Foods Burbank yesterday. They only had
the top grab.
Well, no, they had, because they had the distilled and the spring.
Yeah.
There's no spring. They only had the distilled gallons.
Where I'm at, there's no distilled, no spring.
That's why I'm drinking this.
I hate to see that for you. I'm sorry. But they only have the top, like the one with the little plastic.
Yeah, yeah,
it's disgusting. So I've had to, now I'm getting this Alkaline 88. This shit's $5, bro.
But that's much better water.
Agreed.
But I saw it on sale for $3.59. Stuck up.
Don't worry. At Bezos Farms, I scan. At Bezos Farms, my favorite market, I'm able to scan an application on my phone and get small discounts as a Bezos Prime member.
Oh, that's nice. And then they track your spending and whereabouts.
It's pretty cool. They know I'm at the West Hollywood Whole Foods every single day.
Bezos Farms knows that you stay in WeHo.
We're making Bezos Farms merch. I think we could see some real success with Bezos Farms.
Yeah, shout outs to, there's another person, OG Swagger Dick, a comedy rapper on Twitter who made the Whole Foods shirt, but it says Whole Squad Gay instead.
Yeah, that's a classic.
It's a classic.
Classic shirt.
Look him up.
I'm having another issue, not only with Whole Foods, but I'm having an issue with Larry David. Like, guys, this guy doing something has to stop being news. It's so funny. He was in a fashion show and the music was too loud. Oh, it's crazy. Like, you guys know that he's leaning into this shit now. He's an actor.
I hope he's not leaning into it.
Bro, at lunch with Timothy. Like, it's like, guys, that's real because they're like actors and they're famous. But like, Larry David doing anything cannot be, it's not funny. It's not funny.
Well, I think he's reached the category of people of them doing anything is funny. So you got, like, whenever you see like Danny DeVito walking around New York,
not funny, walking
his dogs,
not funny.
It's funny because he's little and he has little Dotson.
This unit that's happened to last is Bill Murray, and it's not funny.
Mm.
Oh, Bill Murray like came to my wedding and he's Susan a pig. It's fucking crazy, bro. He's a genius. It's so crazy. Have you seen that movie with Scarlett Johansson? It's like, I don't. It's not funny. Like, it's not funny. These guys are hams, and they're playing it up, and it's all part of the game.
I agree.
No way that these guys aren't hamming it up. Larry David, knowing he's in the front row of a fashion show where it's full of photographers and plugging his ears, there's absolutely no way he doesn't think about the photograph and what's going to happen. There's no way. He's too smart. He's too good.
Try this on for size.
Okay.
What if that is for an actual episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I would maybe go with you on that, but I know that Staud, the designer, is dating fucking, what's his name? The head of CAA.
Oh, okay.
Emmanuel.
That was a Staud show?
Yeah.
Oh, Larry.
She's dating, so it's like, that's some real heavy player shit. So mm-hmm. that would, it could be for an episode, but I also think like, once, that's a different level.
I don't know. Staud is just small enough to, but just big enough to where it looks like a real fashion show, but small enough, you know, they're back in the corner of Bloomies.
Yeah, but your boyfriend is Ari Emanuel?
Yeah. Damn, good for her.
It's very sick.
Good for him.
It's very cool for all parties involved.
But that's what my guess is, because why would Larry David be front row at that show alone doing like a very performative act if not...
No, you may be right. You may be right, but there's also...
It just seems so bizarre for... Yeah. Because he's like, at his age, he's whatever, 80-something years old now?
No, bro, he's probably like 65.
Okay, I guess he's much younger than that, you're right.
But no, it could be anything. His daughter is there. You know, it could be shit like that. Like, there's a million reasons he could
be
there.
But this is the first time he's ever been in a fashion show, I feel like.
Maybe he just wasn't doing his little acting, so nobody cared.
But I think the main crux of your point of, like, just them doing anything... is not newsworthy.
Like,
but
that meme of like where it's like Larry David explaining to Timothy like Paul's, that's not funny. Like, that's not even funny a little bit.
It's a little funny.
It's really not. It's not funny.
It's the old New York guy telling the new.
No, bro. News. The Nolita Dirtbag meme about Jim is more funny than that.
About Jim.
Jim the restaurant.
Oh,
that Jim. You eat here,
I thought
you
said Jim. Like,
you got a smiley face tattoo and a Giacomo bucket hat. That's fucking funny.
Shout out to the no lead.
But I just don't think that is like, I just think that.
Well, it's because we've grown up watching him in these situations. And
sure.
Then you see him doing it in real life and you're like, it's just like.
Yeah, it's just like how a show. I know it, just like a show. But I think it's more that I'm shocked that people that I or that people that seem to be smarter. Like, fall victim to that when it's like, come on, guys, he's famous. Like, he knows what the fuck he's doing. Mm-hmm. This is not like, he's not.
This is not a candid, organic moment.
Yeah, he's not like a child. Like, if you think it's just not, it doesn't work for me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work for me.
This is not a happenstance, magical moment.
It's almost as bad as Timothy's shorts in that.
The flame shorts.
The flame shorts.
God, what, I forgot what SNL. Character was doing an impression of him where he does that laugh, just the maniacal laugh at everything.
Yeah,
like the That's waiter okay. will be like, here's your water, and he'll be like
no, that I mean, it's just I don't know, I just can't, I can't deal. It's just not, it's not real. And like the amount of people that think it's real is crazy to me.
I still have my theory in the back of my pocket that Larry Day was going to get canceled for some type of harassment or something. I think his ship's going to sail pretty soon.
He's pretty beloved.
So is Bill.
Good point. Bill Clinton?
That one too.
Okay. I'm sorry. I get my Bills confused. I have another item I would like to bring up that an unnamed source told me yesterday.
Okay.
There's a theory that Drake's Certified Lover Boy album cover by the awful Damien Hirst is basically a if you know, you know shot, because Kanye West has many children with unnamed women. Pretty cool.
Oh, so Kanye allegedly has hidden children.
Exactly.
So it's like Nick Cannon level.
Nick Cannon level, but Nick Cannon's cool because Nick Cannon's like, yeah, I want a harem with different chicks. That's what I want to do.
But Nick is being forthcoming. But Kanye has a lot of hidden. So Drake, they came at Drake for having one hidden kid. Pusha did.
Exactly.
And then Drake is like, ha ha ha, you have a baker's dozen of little children running around.
And I'm going to get an over the hill British artist to display that on my album cover that's going to outsell yours. That's 4D chess right there, baby. Certified Lover Boy wins again.
That's kind of interesting.
It is interesting. Unclear if it's true or not. The person in question said the sources are good, not great, but like most theories, I choose to believe them because it's more fun.
As do I. And I'm proud of Kanye and his baby
seed
and his BMs for keeping that.
Well, Jason, have you heard of a thing called money?
I know, but
that,
still.
That helps. Agreed.
So this is very similar to like the celebrity hype thing where the Wikipedia height is always 2 to 3 inches more than their actual height.
I didn't know this was the thing.
No, you always add.
I mean, Hollywood height, but yeah, I didn't know Hollywood it was like height. Okay. But it's a real thing.
So I'm talking about the Hollywood height, but this is for rap. This is for rappers' children.
Yes.
There's always 2 to 3 more children out there.
Always.
Lurking in the shadows. But that's why we love Future so much. He's forthcoming about his BM actions. He will post screenshots.
Bro, that shit where he was like, did you tell your mama she's a hoe? Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Bro, that is certified legend shit.
I know. I mean, it's so toxic and so bad when you think about it.
That's who Future is. Like, that is actually who he is.
I know. I mean, just imagine like your little 3-year-old kid being like, am I ever going to meet you, daddy? And you just get a text back, tell your mama she a hoe with 100 emoji. That's like a life ruin.
Also, he didn't come out and deny that. Like, it's just true. Like, he doesn't even care. He's like, yeah, so what?
Uh-huh.
It's legend shit. That's
his commitment
I mean.
To the game is as admirable, but the game itself is...
Look, the game is fucked up, but you can't.
It's fucked up.
Future can't dictate what the game is. Mm. By the way,
really quick, moving before we move on, do you know the name of Nick Cannon's children?
Oh, I bet they're good.
Okay, we have Moroccan Scott Cannon. What the fuck is that?
How are you gonna go crazy for the first name and then basic for the middle name?
Moroccan Scott Cannon. So that we don't know if that's a man or a
sure,
female.
Of course.
Scott is a unisex middle name.
Thank you.
Second name, Powerful Queen Cannon.
First name Powerful?
First name Powerful, middle name Queen.
That's cool.
Third is Golden Cannon. No middle.
Cannon.
Monroe Cannon.
M-U-N?
M-O-N.
Oh, nice. He spelled it right.
And then Zillion Air, like the German Air.
Yeah.
Cannon.
Zillion? Like million with a Z?
Zillion.
Oh, I thought, I was like, damn, them symbols are good. I like that brand.
Zion Air Cannon. And then Zion Mixoldian Cannon. Mixoldian. It sounds like some powder that Flynn uses at gym.
Yo, well, no, once I get this shit mixed, bro, it's going to turn to foam. You ain't ever tasted nothing like this.
I mix the chestnuts into the Mixoldian. And then I put that inside the squash blossoms. It is bomb. Okay, and then the last one is Zen Cannon.
I mean, honestly, I think we're going to look back on Nick Cannon. I think he doesn't get the respect he deserves.
I mean, I guess so. He's a born entertainer.
Legendary stick man. Mm-hmm. He gave us Wildin' Out.
Yes, he did.
It's a fucking classic. Like, this guy just doesn't get the respect he deserves. No. I don't think.
He bagged Mariah
Carey. Bro, he bagged Mariah. Also, so another thing that's happening in the hip-hop and R&B space, mm-hmm. WAC 100, who I'm sure you're familiar with from your days in Compton, the manager of The Game, did an interview yesterday where he said he's got a second part of a Kim Kardashian-Ray J sex tape and it's crazier.
Oh,
he
shit.
Said... You know, but because it's Kanye, you know, I might give it to him. You know, I might give it to him.
Oh, as an olive branch.
Unclear.
That's a security blanket.
Exactly. So I wonder if that is true. I'm going to say probably.
Because that was.
Shout out to our sponsor, Raycon. Best AirPods in the game.
How long ago was the Ray J sex tape? That felt like almost 20 years ago.
Years ago. Like, I don't even know. I feel like sex tapes don't even matter anymore. I think that's no one cares.
I mean, I never watched it. That'd be crazy.
No, you would never. You were more of a Paris Hilton on the projector guy.
I'm more Tommy Lee.
One Night in Paris.
I love Paris.
She's a legend.
I think one day we can get Paris on the pod.
I think so too.
The Paris singing her song at the U.S. Open. Adorable.
Dude, she's Teflon. Nothing can affect her. It's just a magic.
Is she married?
Yeah, she married some guy who's like a white dork, and you look him up, and it's like he's worth $500 billion. He started this. He started that with his brother. Because we were watching the cooking show where I told you about the new phrase she coined.
No.
Sliving.
Sliving?
Yeah.
Is that like sweet living?
Like sexy living?
I think. Living.
I'm unclear. Sliving. But she,
so
on
that's
the show,
like, that's like the white That's like the American version of La Dolce Vita.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it.
Slavang.
If you watch the show, she's like hammering this shit home. Like she's really trying to make it a thing. There's like merch and shit. And then she was trying to make it that's hot.
So that's her version of winning.
Yeah, exactly. But it did not take off.
That's the problem with those catchphrase words. It has to happen organically. You can't.
No, you can't.
You can't force it in.
You can't just put it on an apron and think that's going to work.
No. Because we can smell it.
Oh, it does not smell good either.
It does not. So let's talk about our last episode of this podcast.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What do you mean? We podcast all the time. Nothing really stands out to me.
We did have we do podcast a lot. The last one, though, there was an episode with a hip hop historian, Touré. And I put an accent mark on the E in his name on that episode. But I don't know if I think he may have dropped the accent mark now.
Oh, really?
Huh. I'm not sure. Maybe Patreon doesn't have that function for those characters.
I dropped the dash, you know, much like friend of the show, Jay-Z.
Ended up being a very polarizing episode.
I had a great time. I don't know what these people heard that I didn't hear.
I think they had to. Well, I think the fact that they had to just listen to him. I don't know. Like it was more fun recording it than it was.
Well,
listening
that he
back,
just came in. He came in, and he was ready to railroad our asses, and we had to. We were on the defense, and I feel like we did a pretty good job.
Yeah, we did. I didn't get a chance to talk, but
well, I had to pick up the slack for both of us, and that's fine.
And sometimes that's fine. I can sit in the pocket.
I think you normally sit in the pocket, and I think he was talking so much that there was no pocket.
There was no pocket.
It was like my great Nike soccer shorts I got on eBay. No pocket.
he kept talking about how it was very the self-deprecation at up top where he kept talking about how.
But that's unbelievable.
I don't know. Like he said it like five times of like, why are you listening to this? Turn this off. If you made it this far, you're a fool. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear what I have to say about things, blah, blah, blah. If you say that once, then it's fine. But after five times, it's kind of like what is your motive here with this line of talk? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it was? Is it just pure lack of confidence and that people will want to hear what he has to say?
I don't think friend of the show Touré is lacking in confidence. I don't think that's an issue at all.
I just
think it was like
it could just be a mask that he's putting.
I think it was just like I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know who these fucking guys are. They're white. This is annoying. I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna fucking go crazy. and it was sick.
I'm just gonna go crazy.
I'll have the guy on next week. Like I'll debate. I'll talk about how shitty De La Soul is till my fucking face turns red. It doesn't bother me at all. I'll talk shit on Brooklyn. I'll talk shit on bad hip hop. I'll talk shit on fucking Djokovic. I don't give a fuck. I'll talk shit on anything.
Go ahead.
Well, him and I are just at odds on a lot of topics, which is great for podcasting.
I agree with that.
And I also like he actually knows what he's talking about when it comes to hip hop stuff. But unfortunately, that is
maybe to a fault
taste thing. Mm-hmm. Like if you think Kendrick Lamar is fun to listen to, we ain't vibing, Chief. Like we ain't vibing. Like I don't care how politically charged it is. I don't care how lyrical miracle it is. No one, I don't want to listen to that in my house. And a lot of people don't, is the reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Kendrick Lamar ain't cool. He ain't part of the conversation. True. He ain't Future. He ain't Drake. He ain't even Kanye. He's J. Cole. And nobody wants to talk about that.
He's more in the J. Cole territory.
He might as well be Kick Push.
Don't.
Yeah, he might as well be.
Yeah, I think as many comments that I had or DMs that I received or friends texting me like,
yeah,
yo, what the fuck was that?
It was garnered one of the largest responses of any episode we've done.
Yeah, by far.
Like I would say more than like actual famous people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Which is really interesting.
I agree. And that's kind of the beauty of doing a podcast three times a week.
Yeah.
Is that sometimes you're going to have an episode like that where it's just like, what in the flying fuck is going on? And if we wanted, I mean, and whenever that happens, even if the guest is insulting me or whatever, like I'm still going to edit it and leave it all in and like put out
an
accurate, you know, depiction of what went down just for the sake of.
Well, what is also interesting about him in particular is that like, I'm pretty aware of him just because I'm old, you know, like old enough to be. But like, I would say that 75% of people that are listening to podcasts are like, who the fuck is this?
I didn't know who he was before he was on.
So I think that's always fun.
And I'm old.
That's always fun.
It is.
Yeah, but you're not really tapped into the real hip hop. That's the thing about you that's kind of a problem. What can I say?
Something for me to work on this year.
Something for you to work on. I would start with Michelle Obama's book and then kind of work your way back from there.
I'll check out Obama's. He's probably the guy who makes Obama's playlist.
Nah, because he doesn't know. No, because he doesn't know who like Claro is.
And some people sent me messages, like the true, like destructive, like edgelord pervert listeners of our show were like, that was like one of the best episodes I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And for something, I was trying to understand that. And I've listened to other podcasts like that before where it's like, it's just interesting to see something go in a direction that
I don't know if I've ever listened to a podcast like that before.
I've listened to
it. I mean, maybe I have, I just don't remember, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like most of them that are, I don't know. I just can't tell if that's, I like that. I think it's entertaining.
I do too.
As a listener.
It's good to mix it up.
Also, like, it's funny for somebody to tell us to go fuck ourselves. Like, I don't care. Like, it doesn't, that doesn't do anything to me.
Yeah.
I don't, when we finished that podcast, I was like, that was wild. And I didn't think about it again.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? It was like, oh, that's wild. It's a very different energy than how this normally goes. But that's, like you said, that's like the name of the game. Mm-hmm. That's like how it should work.
Yeah. And when you have a podcast where it's just conversations going on and they're coming out every 2 days and you don't have time to like not put something up, it's kind of, it's interesting and fun to show that as
Totally.
You know, like I tweeted, this is not an episode of a podcast. It's art.
It is art. It was a duel.
It was a true duel.
It was a duel. I mean, I'll have him back anytime.
I will.
If I go to the hospital, he's co-hosting. If something bad happens to me, you know who I'm calling.
It'll be the Jim and TT show.
Well, we make more money than he does, and we don't even have a Patreon. So he might want it might be nice. It'll buy him some extra Yonexes. You know what I mean?
I wonder if he ever listens, if he would listen to the episode, or he probably did not listen to it.
No, definitely not. I think a lot of people that come on podcasts don't listen to the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's either like, it's like embarrassing in their mind,
yeah,
or they're like, I don't want to know.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Whenever I'm a guest on a podcast, I never listen to
it. I used to listen. When I would come on Tall Tales, I would listen because I was like, is this actually, like, am I good at, like, do I like doing this, but is it actually good?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But now we do it too much to like study game tape like that to an extent.
Yeah, and I study it when I'm editing, so it's all good.
Yeah, I don't need to study game tape. You study it for us and then tell me what I'm bad at, which is something I appreciate.
Coach Teach.
Coach Teach.
Mm-hmm.
You love to slap me on the butt too after we podcast. It's kind of weird. I don't get that, but whatever.
Uh-huh. What was I just watching? There's a scene in that.
A butt slap?
Butt slapping. Oh, his friends.
I thought you were talking about Ryan O'Connell's friends only Instagram.
Close friends.
I'm sorry. I always forget. I always forget what it's called.
Oh, good, bro.
Hey, yeah, bro.
You don't have a swipe up on your Instagram anymore, right?
I think the new thing is that's gone.
I still have the swipe.
No, I know, but I'm saying I think that they're like rolling it out and it's going to go.
It's a slow phase.
It's unfortunate because it's just now I have to put this ugly. I mean, I would prefer to use Instagram stories only for photos I've taken with my phone.
Right.
And I did that for a long time. But when we started the show, I'm like, all right, I guess I have to use Instagram to promote the podcast. That's
maybe
like,
you can come up with a different way to post it. Maybe you just, I'll just print out that. I'll mail it to your house and you take a picture of it.
That would be cool, actually. I mean,
I don't know if it'll work out for the turnaround time, but it is a cool idea.
Don't worry about that. I'll take care of it.
Also, quick birthday shout out to Mikey.
Oh, happy birthday, Mikey.
So many fucking birthdays, man.
Well, it's Virgo season, Jason.
My birthday was a few weeks ago. Your birthday.
Amy Winehouse.
Nas. My life partner's brother, mom, and dad are all in the same month.
Oh, God.
Her dad has the same birthday as me and the same astrological zodiac sign.
You better get a helicopter down Orange County down there so much. Speaking of, pray for Liam.
Yeah, so Liam Gallagher, friend of the show, fell out of a helicopter, allegedly.
Leaving a festival.
And I'm surprised that He's been in and out of so many festivals on a helicopter in his 20s and 30s and 40s, prime drinking age, never had a problem, and now that he's what, 50?
Well, Jason, look.
He falls out of a helicopter?
Nothing is more powerful than age.
Go on.
Well, I mean, you can have 12 canned Stellas and an 8-ball, and your body still works doing an hour and a half on the main stage, you know, to your adoring fans, knees feeling a little funny, your elbow hurts, you know, maybe slip.
Like 19-year-olds, you don't catch a ton of 19-year-olds who slip and break their hip in the shower.
Exactly. It's not really a thing that happens. Yeah, especially. Uh-huh. But we're very excited for How Long Gone activation, going to see the Nebworth documentary on Thursday.
Nebworth documentary.
One night only in theaters. And if you're listening, get your tickets wherever you live, because this is going to be fucking biblical, bro.
It's playing at many theaters across Los Angeles. I'm not going to say which one we're going to go to.
No, we will not say that. No, absolutely not. And some dork shows up in a bucket hat. Love the pod!
It'll probably be... Here's a hint. It's going to be near the Palos Verdes area. We're making the trip out west. Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm. They have movie theaters in Malibu that aren't in people's houses. Because I'd like to check out one of those. No, but the Nebworth documentary is truly, I'm like pretty excited.
So what is this? Is this literally just a video of them playing a whole concert?
No, it's got everything. And it's like spliced in with interviews.
Okay, good.
And like the whole thing.
Because I mean, as much as I am down to go take you to a movie where it's just a 1.5-hour concert, I don't know if I could handle that.
I understand.
Obviously, I'm going to bring the vape pen to Chief in the theater.
Of course. That's as Liam would want. I'm actually going to fill up a Cronenberg with water. I'm going to dump it out, clean it out nice so there's no remnants of beer. Mm-hmm. Have some water in there. And just kind of, you know, maybe I'll snort some Recess powder. You know, kind of relax my muscles but still give me that sensation of the drip, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like that the Gallagher's drip would want, you know. I don't know. I haven't picked up my outfit yet. So
I think I'm definitely going to bring a little ketamine in.
You should. That's what they would want. And I think for you, a bucket hat is necessary.
I was wearing a bucket hat as you walked in. I have 5 different buckets now. I don't know which one I'm going to wear.
Well, now that the surgery is just around the corner.
Oh, shit. When is that?
Like next week.
Oh, damn. You need to send me a Cal invite.
Week after next. It's before we do a big podcast, actually. So I might have to come here to do it because I might not be able to.
Okay.
Help me. I can obviously converse at a high level without vision.
I was going to say, which big podcast? There's so many.
There, honestly, it's crazy. It's crazy. After Touré, things are looking up.
Touré was, we had to give up Touré for Lent, and now we have repented and sacrificed.
God is blessing How Long Gone once again with just riches.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so I'm getting, it's soon. And I've already gotten a new pair of sunglasses.
Oh,
so I'm ready.
Prescription free.
Prescription free. And I'm looking into some bucket hats. I've been doing a lot of shopping lately. I don't know what happened the last couple of days. I just hit a little strizzide.
You're stress shopping?
But I'm not stressed.
Anger shopping?
I love my life.
You're always stressed.
I'm really not.
You're pissed?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean stressed. Being pissed feels good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're able to channel pissed.
No Gallagher. Yeah, but I mean, I think that like...
Channel pissed.
I mean, I'm pissed about, you know, stand-up comedy being bad and stuff like that. That doesn't matter. But on a day-to-day basis, there's nothing I'd rather do than hit MatchesFashion.com and fill my cart up. Thanks to our friends at MatchesFashion.com.
I love hitting MatchesFashion.com.
The best. It's the best website for shopping.
Oh, yeah. Well, for clothes and home goods shopping.
You know, I love to fill my home with designer merchandise.
I also like Essence.com.
I've been to Essence.com before. I'm more of a end.co.uk.
That's out of my pay grade.
No, it's fine. The shipping's free.
End?
End. Yeah, you've never been to End?
End.co.uk.
.uk.
Yeah, I think I'm going to wear a full, some type of nylon jumper to this.
Do you have a soccer jersey?
No, I don't have a soccer jersey.
You can borrow. Decatur Dan's got that one Drake wore, the pink Jeep.
Yeah, I can't do that. If I'm wearing a soccer jersey, it has to be an official, a real one.
That is official. That was on field.
No, but I mean, like, sorry, like period correct.
Oh,
something.
Oh,
you know, Liam would never wear a pink Drake jersey. You know what I mean?
Well, you're right. Not
what,
in the prime
do you know
time.
What his team is? Are they Arsenal guys?
I think he's Manchester United.
They're Man U, Man City?
I don't know, actually. Soccer is so boring to me that I can't even begin.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's like 400 people right now yelling at their AirPods.
Yeah.
He's a Tottenham supporter.
You bloody idiot. You fucking don't know what team he supports.
Call yourself a fan.
You call yourself a fan. You don't even know what team he supports. Just like his fucking haircuts, man.
I need to get some Sambas in time.
You don't have any Sambas?
No. They don't. They're hard to find in my size.
Oh, I'm surprised. I assume that was like a good shoe for you.
No, I wish it were. Yeah, he's, yeah, Manchester, obviously. But I was just wondering, oh, he's Man City.
Man City. I think Liam and Noel diverge on supporting.
Oh, man. I'm looking it up.
If I see you at Christmas wearing that bloody jersey, I'm gonna knock your fucking block off, and I fucking mean it, man.
Yeah, so I'm gonna bring ketamine.
Okay.
Vape pen.
Cool.
Some type of windbreaker.
So I'm driving then.
I might walk.
What kind of... which fish and chip spot are we hitting?
That's what I was going to say. I have to bring food, of course.
No, I think we need to go before.
Oh.
I think we need to have... I think this is like an event, bro. This is the coolest thing that's happened to me in a while.
Okay. Maybe we have to rock up to the pub before.
Is there a local British pub?
No. There's a tiki bar.
That's not really the same.
I can't get into more info without divulging.
I understand. Because
I was surprised it's playing at like a dozen theaters across LA.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wanted to go to the Chinese theater.
Man.
The Grubmans.
Man Yu, Man Chinese.
Man Chinese. Chinese. I would have loved to go, but, man, not but Chinese. Unfortunately, I know you don't like to leave the suburbs. So.
Mm-hmm. No.
Luckily, we're hitting Long Beach for this. It'll be fun.
Man Chinese theater, it's just like Hollywood and Highland is so
I love the Hollywood and Highland complex.
It's disgusting. It's one of the nastiest places. It's up there with fuck, like downtown. It's just a piss stained.
I would rather go to you're right. It's bad.
I'm driving in Hollywood by where you live, and I just see like, you know, it's like a family of people from like Germany.
Yeah, just cruising like down to Hollywood Highland to hit the Sephora. You don't need eyeliner.
Just a fat mom, fat husband. Two little shitty
kids.
Where
do you think you're supposed to go to get some Chanel foundation in Hollywood, bro? The Sephora is right there.
And they have their bad hotel that's kind of like on like halfway
between. Don't talk about the dream like that. Damn, you're going too hard.
No. I'm talking like they're at the Holiday Inn up Cahuenga, you know?
Oh, I know that one.
So like they're over there and they're hoofing it down. They're like, oh, we're just right by Hollywood Highland. They walk, you know, 38 minutes down and they finally get to Hollywood Boulevard and there's just like a guy just pissing into his own mouth.
Bro, it's not that bad. There's a guy drumming. Sometimes there's a guy rapping. There are celebrity impersonators. Who doesn't love that?
People trying to sell you their mix CDs.
Bro, this sounds like you're talking about another.
There's a dead body in the gutter.
Bro, and that I'm body just like, is not dead. That guy's asleep, bro. Damn.
And I'm like, why did you come here?
Because that is the American dream, is to see your favorite celebrity star on the Walk of Fame. If as a kid your mom didn't bring you up to LA and you didn't see Jimmy Kimmel's star, would you be here right now? Probably not.
Damn it.
You would have become a broadcaster.
I mean, what's worse, that where it still has some grittiness, or like Times Square? Where
Times Square is still gritty. Don't do that.
It's still nasty.
And I'm not talking about Philadelphia's gritty. I'm talking about real grime where is you it? Can hit. Yeah, bro, you can hit the Sour Patch Kids store and still get stabbed. You know, you think New York has lost its edge, bro? I can get a 5-pound bag of peanut M&Ms, take a picture with my favorite peanut M&M, go outside, absolutely get pissed on my shoes.
When I was walking around your neighborhood, I did see a lot of unhoused people.
Yeah, have you heard of the COVID-19 virus? It's unfortunately infected the communities in all kinds of ways.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So it's, homelessness
it's causing widespread homelessness.
I didn't know that.
Shut up.
But my
neighborhood is fucked. New York is fucked. LA is fucked. The only place we can go is Cincinnati.
Don't take it defensively.
I'm not. It's facts.
No, but I mean, like the times that I've been to New York in the last couple years, I guess like literally last week, I was like, there's a lot of unhoused people here.
Yeah. No, it's bad. I mean, LA gets a worse rap for it, I think.
It does.
But no one has it figured out. These guys are all fucking bozos. You guys kept Newsom in office and look what he's doing. He ain't taking care of the unhoused problem. He's fucking wearing two masks to eat dinner at fucking Chez Panisse, and he can't figure out a place to put these less fortunates. Interesting.
Well, I was having dinner with my life partner's family.
This is gonna be good.
And we were talking about how Her brother is getting married. They live in San Francisco.
One of the worst unhoused communities in America.
That's facts. And their wedding is happening 2 days before our date in San Francisco at the Independent. Tickets still available. And I was like, yeah, I'll be there 2 days before the wedding. So like we can chill the day before and they might come to our podcast.
Yeah, tickets are on sale, just for sure. No, they're not on the list.
They're not.
I've never met them. Unless they're both personal friends of ours, no list spots are available.
Sorry.
Also, they make plenty of money.
They'll gladly buy tickets and support. Yeah.
In fact, buy extras even if you don't use them. If you light them on fire. I don't care what you do with them.
We don't care. We purchase the QR code and delete it.
Mm-hmm.
So and we were talking about like things we're gonna do in San Francisco. While
what are you gonna do besides leave?
That's the best thing to do. But and then her dad looked at me and he's like, "Whatever you do, don't go to the laundry." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And then he's like, "French laundry." He's making a Newsom joke.
That's very. I love Newsom jokes. Mm-hmm. Fucking French laundry. I mean,
but he was his only beef was that he had to take his family to the French laundry and it probably cost him $1,800.
Well, I mean, there's restaurants
where you still had to go take him out to fucking Subway afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, Jason Stewart, restaurant hater, you wouldn't go to French laundry, would you?
A younger me would, but no.
Yeah, you'd rather go to that grandmother's house in Oakland where she's making the scallion pancakes with pork lard and there's a 6-hour line and you can only get there by public transit. You fucking foodie dorks. Well, look, if you go to Bed-Stuy, you take a left and you go under the train station, there's a guy making these smash burgers. And I tell you what, God, bro, nothing has touched my mouth that is as good as a smash burger.
This is why I'm post-restaurant. I made a nice gluten-free matriciana pasta. It was weird. Ever since we got back from Italy, I vowed to never eat pasta again. And then it's like in my DNA.
You crave it.
I crave it. I had withdrawals.
Well, I'm having the same problem because Davide and Pia's Italian holiday to reconnect with their roots.
See?
I mean, this man's driving a boat shirtless, eating pasta at the same time. He's making it look too good.
I know. One look, once my sickness goes away.
What are you going to do?
I want to be the old guy who always has an unlit half cigarette or half cigar in the mouth in the hand.
That could work for you.
To just walk around, you know, you light it every once in a while, but it never leaves the hand. And it becomes like it's kind of like a pop stopper on the back of the cell phone, on the back of the iPhone. You know what I mean?
I know.
What's it called? A widget?
I don't know what that's. Those kind of died out.
Those did die out.
Much to my dismay. I never had one, but I was
Pop socket, I think.
Pop socket. But socket. I miss is the fidget spinner. Remember that? A classic simple time in this country where we all put down our phones and we played with this made in China plastic toy that would spin around on ball bearings.
We all fidget. What do we do for our fidgeting now? Nicotine gum?
Nicotine gum.
Jewel.
Did you wait? Hold on. I mean, I know you made a joke about it earlier, but breaking news, Supreme has collaborated with
Truie. The first
Tyshawn broke it on his Instagram last night wearing a purple Supreme Truie zip up hoodie. Mm-hmm. And I gotta say, I think you might need it.
I think this is the first time a Supreme piece.
Well, there's another collaboration they announced with the Tiffany Jewelry Company.
Okay.
And I said on Twitter that a lot of engagements are about to go wrong. like why does my diamond ring have a logo on it?
You know are they going to make like just Supreme rings? Have you seen it?
I'm sure they will. Yeah. No, there's nothing. There's just an announcement.
An announcement that they're going to. So what are like the iconic Tiffany things? There's the baby rattle.
I mean, there's stuff like that, but there's like the bone cuff. There's like stuff that I doubt they'll do. I don't know what it will be.
I don't know either, but to have the wedding band and then on the inside, it's just the Supreme box logo.
That will literally, that they could make $100 million selling those. It's the same guy. It's the guy who wears the black one, the black rubber.
The black rubber?
Yeah, the black rubber wedding ring if you like exercise a lot or if you're like a Marine.
Yes.
You know?
Like the titanium wooden one or whatever.
Well, it's like the same kind of guy who would get like a wallet that's advertised on a podcast.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, How did you find this? Well, I heard Tim Dillon talking about it. I decided to buy it.
To our listeners out there, if you have one of those funky rings, we're sorry.
I'm not.
I don't know. Because everyone knows a friend who has one of those, like, totally different wedding rings.
Just men shouldn't wear jewelry. Unless you're under 20. Unless, I would say under 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you had a chain on right now.
No.
It's weird. But, you know, now that I'm going to be glasses free, jewelry is a new option for me because I always thought jewelry looked weird with glasses.
Interesting.
But luckily, I'm post jewelry.
Not if you have a Caesar.
I didn't want you to bring that up again.
So watch is about all I could tolerate, and I don't even want to wear a watch.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I mean, I think they look cool on other people, but I ain't trying to rock.
It's so hard to have the watch come off natural.
I know.
It'll even when you get a cool different watch that isn't just like a Rolex or whatever, like a more understated one or whatever, like an odd rare Cartier with a cool band, like it always looks forced to me.
Unless you're, I think it's an age thing. I think once you're past a certain age, it's like, oh yeah, you're wearing a watch. That's what happens. I agree. I mean, the fetishization of watches is deeply corny.
That brings me up to something I wanted to talk about, that Hodinkee. What is that?
It's a news source and blog for
the
watch culture.
I know what it is, but that name.
It means something, I'm sure. Ask Bryn.
It bothers me so much for some reason.
Well, you didn't get their collaborative G-Shock with Dead and Company guitarist John Mayer?
Fuck no.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought you were on the seating list, but I guess they took you off.
I just want to know why somebody was like, yeah, we're going to make a destination for high-end...
It must mean something. What does it mean?
I just... You know how certain...
Bro, you're Hodinkee. When you're talking about a guy's chick and she's short. That's what it means, I think.
Okay, I'm looking it up. Hodinkee meaning... Hodinkee, stylized as Hodinkee, which means... Okay, they just capitalized it. I guess it's another word for a wristwatch?
Yeah, see? Boom. And those guys are getting rich. That's the thing about watches. It's they're the biggest advertisers. They got so much fucking money.
Oh, so okay. So the Czech and Slovakian word for wristwatch is Hodinky.
Oh, so they flipped it.
So they took it, added two E's, and then capitalized it.
That's nice.
Which is, that's so bad.
Don't worry. I'm sure Red Antler got paid $250,000 to do their logo and design. It's just like, I don't know.
You know how black people can't say the word heroin?
Heroin?
Yeah.
How do they say it?
Heroin. Heron.
Heron. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I say dog, you know, I say dog food. But...
Right. But there's some words where just like, I can't bear to have this word leave my mouth with a pure conscience. Mm. And Hodinkee is one of them. And it sounds like a name for like a children's cartoon or like a Gymboree style play place.
Luckily,
not a place to go look at Pateks.
Yeah, well, luckily for you, you just rock that Apple Watch and you don't need to worry about this kind of stuff.
Don't.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about this kind
don't.
Of stuff.
Are you in the pocket of big Hodinkee?
You'll never have enough money to afford a watch anyway, so you don't need to worry about that.
Why are you being so cruel to me? Me and Chris, I feel like I'm talking to Toure again.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm feeling a hole in my heart where Toure was.
Look, Rolexes, that's $5,000.
And?
That's not... I can afford that. But I just don't... I just threw a champagne cork at your head. That costed money too. Suck my dick.
Yeah, I bought some champagne. Yes, mom. It was $45.
That was a complimentary bottle from when I was on a boat in Italy. Didn't pay for that.
I saved it as a souvenir.
Mm-hmm.
I am not in the pocket of big Hodinkee. I think watches are lame. But
stop simping for Hodinkee.
I would never simp for the dink. Why do you think I would simp for dink?
I don't know.
The only watch blog I follow is dimepiece.co. You already know.
Dead ass.
Because I only want to see hot chicks in watches. Mm-hmm. No fellas.
No. Well, I want it to be a very, very small diameter watch.
A delicate.
It has to be 26 millimeters. Ooh, too big.
I want the millimeter 26. I want the waist 26. I want the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I mean, they were right place, right time. That's it. It's like nobody
I know that. I'm sure it's a great website for great watch information. It's simply
you're
the
just
name.
Not loving the name.
It's simply the name is it's asinine to me, and it makes me feel like I'm taking crazy pills when everyone else is just saying like, oh yeah, just go to hodinkee.com.
I mean, that's how I feel about a lot of things, Jason. It makes me feel crazy that people like stuff.
I know
you're going through that.
It's okay, but that's fun. I'm sure that most people listening will be like, I don't know what you're talking about. It doesn't bother me. And there's going to be 17 people who are going to DM me tomorrow and be like, bro.
Don't worry. Hodinkee, they have a nice storefront coming on Lafayette next to the old Supreme Space, next to the new John Elliott and the La Colombe.
I'd hate for something bad to happen to it.
Where you can see jewelry designer Frank Ocean getting a oat milk latte on his little bike. I seen you on your little bike, bro.
Yeah, I think finally now I'm done simping for Ocean. I'm joining your team a little bit.
Why? Because you saw somebody rocking the Homer. You're like, that ain't it, Chief?
No, the Homer doesn't bother me. Just, I don't know. I used to, maybe enough time has passed from his last album that I did find myself listening to, but.
Well, apparently.
I think I am not Ocean pilled anymore.
Well, apparently he's shopping a new album, and guess what? You won't believe it. It's amazing. God. It's fucking amazing.
He's shopping it?
Well, yeah, because he owns, I mean, he's smart business. Right, like, right. He's just going to license it to somebody for $10 million, and then it'll be, you know, every white chick with a crop top and baggy jeans on is going to be crying to it in their studio apartment they share.
We're going to put that on when we're driving home from the rave, and this is my come down album.
Yeah.
I actually listen to it when I want to get in my feelings.
Are you saying that you're catching feelings, not flights?
Always, bro. But unfortunately, we're going to be catching too many flights coming up soon.
That's right. How long going? Hitting the road, baby.
We're going to be in ATL October 1st. Boston, October 3rd, Philly, October 6th. Those are the first three dates.
At the Laugh Factory in every city. Check us out. No, the October 1st in Atlanta, then Boston, then Philadelphia. Boston, Philadelphia with friends of the show, Rebounder. Boston, Nomi Fry from the New Yorker publication will be joining us. And in Philadelphia, John Carmonica, the pop music critic from the New York Times, will be on stage. And in Atlanta, old friend of the show, Millie DeChirico, and Bad Moods are joining us at the Earl, a place that you could still smoke cigarettes inside of until literally a few months ago. So
I was already DMing with Millie. I was like, I know Chris is going to make me go to some vegan ass bullshit. So where are we going to eat after? I was hitting her up because I need some real shit. You know what I mean?
What'd she say?
She said, oh, let's just have Chris pick because he's going to pick some gay ass vegan shit. And I was like, I guess you're right.
No, God, I don't eat. No, we're going to El Mir. I'm taking you to the OG spot for a burrito.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm not taking you to some whack shit.
Hashtag van life.
Hashtag van life.
Speaking
but yeah,
of van life, what's up with that girl? That's a cool story.
That man killed her. Her man, her little outdoor man with his Solomons on, killed her.
Did he have Solomon?
No, I'm kidding. He killed her, though.
Imagine getting killed by
Solomons. I mean, there's no other way.
Solomons
like, when you're van life and you're around no other people, who else killed you?
Well, I think. What do you think? It goes either two ways. They got in a fight. He's loco. He killed her. Hid the body, and he's trying to get away. Or accidental death, and then he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna get pegged for this anyway. So I have to hide the body and conceal it." Do you think it was accidental?
No.
No.
I think he was like, "This van life shit was a mistake. I hate this shit. This she's annoying the fuck out of me." And he fucking put some cyanide in her fucking, you know.
See, this is why van life is not for young people. I saw Nomadland. It's for 60 and up.
You're right.
Old motherfuckers are van life because they just sit in the van all day, just do some knitting.
Yeah, van life. If you're a young person, van life, you still got to work for Facebook. So it's like you can't find Wi-Fi.
If you're 21 years old, it's not enough to just look at some rocks.
You can't find Wi-Fi, and then you end up killing your fucking girlfriend because she's like, babe, it's van life. Like, we don't need to do that right now. Like, it's fine.
They spend more money on which stickers to put on the back of the van than, like, gasoline and oil. And
yeah, we hit Tent Rocks, New Mexico. You see the fucking sticker.
All right, well, that's a podcast, guys. Thank you very much for
listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, TJ. Thank you all. We'll see you on the road soon. Big podcast this week, baby. We got a few coming at you. Boom, clap, if you know what I'm saying.
Bye-bye.